From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Joda is just behind us, and I wonder how many people expressed interest in joining the great social network. In our enthusiasm for new members, this annual event showcases amateur radio to a variety of people in a variety of age groups, and really should be a marvellous source of students for the hobby. I wonder how many inquiries are being followed up, and how many will just be allowed to lapse. I wonder is the enthusiasm for showing one aspect of the hobby not catching the interest of the young JOTA participants. I wonder how many stations fail to attract enthusiasm as they fail to distinguish amateur radio from the jamboree of the internet activities. For those lucky enough to have people interested in joining the hobby, remember that most of these young people will probably be looking for activities after the Christmas holidays. What are many clubs doing over the student holiday period? I know a number are heading towards the Chrissy Barbie and rolling down the shutters for the summer break. Now surely we are missing an opportunity to support new recruits into the fun of radio by not doing training and having social activities during this time. One time we could say that with certainty that people would be away during the holiday period. With changed retail hours and students looking for income, the situation might be different where you live. So are we prepared to rethink the way we have always done things? And can we find a way of supporting people joining or wanting to join us? Remember the old sticker that said, "Amateurs do it on the air"? Remember the program run by the ARRL? We do that. I wonder, do we really do that? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.